T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, that was a little bit of everything. We had our pre-show meeting to try to get it all covered, and there was a lot. So we thank Wayne Randazzo. We thank Dr. Meredith Wills. We thank Anthony Heron. So it was baseball and some Bears and the baseballs and a midway that's still reverberating with people who are like mad at me for not knowing who this particular porn star was. I wouldn't know. Also, I didn't.
You have an image to uphold today.
I didn't know that this was a full contact, like, to that level kind of endeavor. And there are things that constitute things that are okay that I didn't know were sort of mainstream, but I guess they are. I'm still kind of recovering from this experience, if you can't tell.
Prayers up for your DMs and inbox.
Oh, no one's DMing me. No one's. People are just going, really? Somebody said she's going to show up in your algorithm. Like, well, you got to wait 20 years for that. A 30-year-old isn't going to show up in my algorithm. That's her 50-plus.
I like how algorithm is now used for something that is the exact opposite of what an algorithm is.
Hey, it's just an algorithm. It knows what you click on.
I know, but in the beginning, algorithms were not supposed to be sexy or attractive.
The algorithm itself is not. But what
to you.
It's just a bunch of beeps and clicks. That's all I get. Thanks to Evan Thomas. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell. Thanks to Mike Rankin and Rick Camp and the executioner Ray Diaz. Lawrence Holmes is here for transition with a lot happening relative to Chicago sports. What's up, man?
Yeah, there is a ton that's happening. It's weird. Like, putting today's show was really strange. And Herbie and I were kind of going back on, like, what are the things that we're going to do? And I'm almost at the point of Bears fatigue, but not quite at Bears fatigue just yet.
Where are you with the Ryan Pace could get promoted fatigue?
I heard you guys talking about it earlier, and I was just thinking, like, that organization does silly stuff like that a lot, and I don't understand why isn't – clean break, man. Look, we tried this. We are very thankful for the plan that you put together to improve Halas Hall, and we paid you handsomely for it. The idea of promoting him up or promoting him out of the way, to me, is stupid. Why would you want him to still be around your football organization at all? It doesn't make any sense to me.
That is some Pace privilege right there.
I see what you did.
And the thing is, like, any football person, anyone that has spent any time working in an organization, could have looked at what Halas Hall was and said, we need to make improvements to this, 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 and this. Even people outside of it. Like, I was having a conversation with Bill Zimmerman from SiriusXM. I was on his podcast, Wendy Study Gridiron. And I remembered how when I first went to Sloan, when Theo and the boys had kind of redone it, and I remember going, man, this feels like a football facility. Because it doesn't look like Camelback. Like, it's the way that they have the meeting room set up, and I think the rooms are set for 125 people and all of this stuff. And I asked Theo, I said, look, I come from the world of football. That's what I covered. This looks like a football facility to me. And he said, well, you've got a good eye. We talked to the Patriots about how it is they put together their facility, and we kind of based it off of that. So even a smart baseball executive could go look at what the Bears have at Halas Hall and go, here are some ways that we can make it more player friendly, that we can maybe get more out of our players if we do this, 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 and this. They should look at it as, we hired you to do this job. That was part of the job that you were supposed to do. That part you did. The more important part, the winning, you didn't do.
It's not more important to them. It's more important to us.
Maybe.
The most important thing to them is continuing to exist so their franchise value and revenues can continue to increase.
Then no one should ever be fired. And that's kind of how they roll up there. The people seem to, they legacy themselves into being members of the family. Yep. And then you can't let them go, even though, like, you had a ridiculous PR debacle in the last 2 weeks. And there are people there that are supposed to help you not have that. And there are people that have been there for 25 years. They're supposed to have you not have that. And you still had it. Like, it's amazing to me that there's still a reward that happens with the Bears as an organization just from the continuity, just from the good morning. And what's crazy is that I know that there are elements of micromanaging that George does. I've literally seen some of the micromanaging and some of the emails that he does. And what I don't understand is, why doesn't that rise to the level of showing when it comes to the football operation of your grandfather's franchise? I don't understand that.
I can't ever get over, in today's NFL, when you're looking for every slight, tiny little advantage you can get over an opponent, consulting other teams' owners as to how you should do your business. Like, here's Matt Nagy telling you that he won't tell you if the quarterback's first name has one or two letters because that's scheme. Meanwhile, your owner is openly talking to the owners of other NFL teams.
To competitors saying, who should I hire to run my football team?
And to me, that's a real contradiction.
Can we go into fantasy world to try to get some real world perspective here? And if you watch Succession, it makes a lot of sense. Because they probably think these are the only people that understand our particular problems. When what they could use is someone looking from the outside and saying, your baby's ugly. and they don't do that. Like, they will stay, oh, well, let's talk to the folks that run the Arizona Cardinals. And let's talk to the Mara family and all of this stuff. I don't know if the Giants are an organization that I want to emulate over the last decade.
Well, this guy, Lawrence, it gets back to what you've said before about, you know, a council of advisors or just some sort of advisory group made up of the Olin Krutzes of the world.
The Gary Fensicks of the world.
They don't want that. They know someone can tell them their baby's ugly. They can open the doors right now and any number of credible, well-connected, well-liked people can say, "This, you do this wrong, you do this wrong, you do this wrong." And that's easy to find. They could get that if they wanted it, and it's clear they don't.
Well, look, here's what I'll say for them in that regard, Dan. With Ryan Pace, when it comes to the physical plant of Halas Hall, he said that. Like, this doesn't run the way that it should. Let me change it. And instead of, if what Biggs is hearing and what other people are talking about, that he could get promoted up or he could still stick around, you took that advice, and he was right. He was 100% right, and there was action that was taken. He shouldn't then be given a lifetime job because he improved that part of it. It's the same thing. Like, if you want to take it to the nth degree and start talking about Ted Phillips in that way, Ted did what they needed him to do when it came to retrofitting the stadium. I mean, I can make an argument that Ted Phillips is maybe the most valuable person in that organization because of the value that he's brought to that franchise, whether it's the Soldier Field deal or the deal in Arlington Heights. That's tangible billion-dollar valuation pluses that he's added to it. But that doesn't mean that he should have anything to do with the football side of it. I keep looking at that Cubs model that they had while they had success. And to me, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yep.
Where you take someone who's clearly adept at getting the financial objectives that the Halases and the McCaskies want, right? Ted did that. So cool, you're over here. You're doing all of that stuff. You're handling all of the financial aspects of this franchise. You're setting our goals, and we've got this place in Arlington Heights, and we can sell it if we want. We could sell this franchise if we want. Just set us up for some sort of success. He should be completely separate from what it is that happened. Like, we should be looking for no answers.
I agree, but don't make that guy Ryan Pace then.
Correct.
Who is his equal on the football
no,
side.
No, he should not. And the reason I brought Ted up was I can make an argument for Ted to be president of business operations of the Chicago Bears. He actually has a track record of winning. And you can look at it by the how the valuations have increased to say he won at his job. Ryan Pace hasn't won at his job.
Thank you.
And so to promote him over to being the president of football operations or whatever flowery title you have for him, it doesn't make sense. And it makes your job less attractive. If you are going to move in a different direction as a franchise, if I'm one of the prospective candidates and I know that Ryan Pace is there and I'm looking at the failures of Ryan Pace and that's why I'm being interviewed in the first place, I don't want him anywhere near my football operation.
No.
I don't want him near the hiring of another coach, of him being involved with a third coach. There's nothing that he's done in his tenure as GM on the football side of it that says that he should continue to be on the football side. If you want to move him over there on the business side with Ted, he's under Ted, cool. But nowhere near my football operation.
But you know what usually happens with guys like this who have no track record of production that's significant and have more misses than hits and are in the discussion for a promotion? It's because their bosses just like them. Has
yeah,
nothing to
they,
do with
Or they don't know who to hire to replace them or both.
Or they're scared of hiring somebody. It's also admitting that your decision was wrong, which is hard for a lot of people to do, to admit when they made a bad decision.
It is. It's hard to say that you're wrong, but there's such mounting evidence that you were wrong that it's okay. And the thing is that if we go by the idea of the bottom line or the valuation of the franchise is all that matters, firing Ryan Pace isn't going to ruin that. If everything is equal and you know that you've got $350 million per year walking in the door before you even turn on the lights at Soldier Field. If you know that already, then why hasn't the competitive part of your personality taken over? If you know that the money is still coming in, where is the pride in, I don't want to keep looking stupid on TV?
Or just I want to win games.
Correct.
Yeah, say what you want about Jerry Jones. I truly believe that he genuinely cares about winning football games.
Well, the coach that he fired, or whatever you want to call that, was replaced with a coach who had won titles and then won an NFL title. And that's the last title they've won.
And the current coach who also won one, who's kind of a dope.
Yeah.
But they're still chasing 20 years ago.
But they're chasing the right things.
And they're doing it aggressively.
They're chasing the right ghosts.
With this franchise. So, you know, it's weird because you start thinking about it should be exciting. You know, Kyler Murray's coming to town and all this stuff. But Bears fans in December are always stuck in this place of, who's running this and why are they running it this way?
Well, the guy who hired the coach you want to fire doesn't have a great record. But seems to be protected in all of it.
And I don't understand why.
The lament here, like you say, every year we do this, this is because we're Bears fans. This is our fault for our existence and our original sin of being Bears fans. we bring this upon ourselves. This is our fault. We've somehow done something to deserve this.
Also, the biggest influence on football that a Mara has had this year has been on the worst rule in professional sports.
The taunting rule, yeah.
That is correct.
So I don't necessarily know that that's a good idea either
the
right
Duke.
Now. That's this year. I know there's a lot of history with that family. But come on.
Yeah. But I do think that there's something, Layla, to the idea that they think that their peers are the only people that can help them because they're the only people like them. And I don't think that it's a great way for them to run their business, but their bottom line and their valuation says no matter what we do, everything's going to be all good.
Before we get out of here, did you happen to hear Wayne Randazzo spitting truth on Marcus Stroman?
I heard a little bit of him.
Real good.
I would have pushed back on some things.
He was very strong. I mean, obviously, there's a knowledge base there that he's got that was, I mean, I didn't think it was going to be quite as intense as it was, but he had strong thoughts about why they may have parted ways with Stroman.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'm looking forward to him being a Cub.
And I too.
And I think that the three-fifths of that rotation now is pretty good. And now we'll see how much more money they spend, because right now they're in the top 10 of spending money this off. Oh, wait, there is no baseball. And we're going to scrub the website, and we're not going to do that. But we're going to put up a picture of Roberto Clemente, who was one of the people who was at the forefront of the Players Association, but whatever.
Hey, Roberto. Yeah, I will not apologize also for cringing a little bit at the three-fifths reference.
Well, I mean, sometimes I do things on purpose.
I know you do. I'm just kind of giving you a hat tip there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yep. Here's what we got planned for the show today. Joe Ostrowski is back. I'm looking forward to talking with Joe about Championship Saturday. It's going to be something. I got to make a pick, too. Then, Russ Dorsey, he of the Dorhimi, is going to be on the show. And we're going to talk about Marcus Stroman and baseball being dumb. Then, Jason Leisure is going to join me. We're going to talk about the Bears being dumb.
But oh,
then,
you just went all sports adjacent on your show.
I know, super sports adjacent. The only thing we're missing is Tony Gill. But what we do have is I had a conversation with Charlie Minoso. It's really, really good and very layered and textured. And I'm going to share a portion of it to talk about his dad and being on the ballot to be into the Hall of Fame. So it's a big show that we got planned for the people today.
Awesome.
You two have a wonderful go. It's 60 degrees, by the way.
Go outside.
Yeah, it's 60 and sunny, so go outside and enjoy all of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.